Street.
Hello? Yes?
This is Jack. You were calling on property on Grandin Road?
Yes.
How's your day going?
Not the best, but I'm here.
Yeah, well, it's about 70 degrees out here. Do you not like warm weather?
I need to have a hip replacement.
You do?
Yeah. The doctors just ain't got out their butt and got it set up yet, but I'm supposed to have a hip replacement surgery.
Uh-huh.
And it took them a year to figure it out that that's what I need.
So yeah, my grandma just had her, she had a hip replacement surgery. She was back and walking in no time. She's 80 years old, so.
Well, I'm just waiting on them to get it set up, and they don't get in a hurry.
That's right. Well, good. And at least that you know what you need to do, and hopefully it'll be alleviated.
I hope so.
Yeah. So I'm familiar with the property. I got I have property over there in that area.
Okay, where are you from originally?
I'm Mechanicsville, born and raised, but
where?
I have property off of Mechanicsville,
Virginia.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I
just
have
had some dude from California call me and try to feed me a lot of crap, and I told him I don't think so.
What did he say?
We can offer you about $37,000. I said, and you're not cutting my throat, so you just go on down the line.
Yeah.
I said, I put that much in this house.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He probably doesn't know the area either.
And not when he's having such, you know, that kind of world we know what's going on over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I got property all in the North River.
Wow.
Do you live? Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
What?
Do you live in this property, or do you have live with people?
Me and my husband here.
Okay, got it. Are you from the area originally? Your whole life?
I originally Roanoke. I've been here for some years.
Okay. Any plan to go back to Roanoke or?
No.
No.
I have. We want to downsize something smaller. Something. For me, my health is, I got to have a hip replacement and then the talking knee replacement. And it's just like everyone has something else going on. And my daughter had moved on, you know, her husband died, but she's got her new fella. And I got a grandbaby. I got two grandbabies there. And my other daughter's in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. I don't see her about three times a year.
Yeah.
So, you know. I don't need nothing big anymore. When we bought the place 13 years ago, she was in school, and we needed the space.
Right.
So, I don't know. I need something smaller and simpler, and I can't deal with it. It's just too much for me to handle. My husband's my best house in the world, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to do a whole lot right now with my health like it is.
Yeah, I can imagine, too. Okay. Now, do you guys work or?
Excuse me.
Are you guys working or no?
I'm on disability.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so, see, but the way the state of Virginia works, or he's on SSI because he's like worked for so long, he lost with paid in. So, where we're married, SSI is $72 a month. So, we're basically living on my check.
Hmm.
So, you know, if we get a house and then I get what I want, we can go ahead and get a divorce. Then he could get his check back and we could still be roommates because it's his brother. Well, he's my brother-in-law. His brother and his girlfriend are doing the same thing.
Right.
You know, just as long as you're not married, you can get your money back. And we can be roommates, you know, if nothing else. It comes down to that, is really that's all we are right now anyway, because the way my back and hip is, he don't sleep with me.
Right.
He's afraid to hurt me.
Okay. Well, sounds like you've got your mind made up, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is it that you're wanting for the place?
Well, by the time I mention that number, that's when everybody wants to run the other way.
Well, I promise I won't run. I might duck, but I won't run.
I'd like to get at least about 80 out of it.
Mm.
Yes, it's 2.5 acres of land. I've got a 3-bedroom.
Do you have a mortgage on it?
No. I paid cash money for this place.
Yeah.
The only thing going on is I have not paid the taxes for this past year because of where I had been so sick. And my light bills jumped up to $400-some out of the blue. And I'm making a car payment, too. And it's just, you know, it's been crazy.
Do you have somewhere to go?
We're looking at a place.
Uh-huh.
If I can get the right amount of money, that's what I'm trying to get, see what an offer, if I can get an offer. I want someone to make me an offer and see if I can go along with the offer. And if I'm happy with the offer, then I'm going to contact the realtor and go look at the other place and see if I can get this going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take at least 30 days on that end to get moved before I can move in it.
Yeah.
I've been through this when I moved from Roanoke to down here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I mean.
But I need to know how, if I'm going to have the money before I call and set something up with these folks.
It's got three bathrooms, right?
It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, living room, kitchen, laundry room.
Yep.
A patio out back. It's got a farmhouse beside you that you can store or do whatever you want with. I mean, get the power kept back on and do what you want. My mother-in-law lived there for a while.
Right.
The car,
I mean,
two car garage
lot.
On the
it's
other side
need a lot of
me.
Work, though. I mean,
excuse me.
I said, as far as the structure that you know it. From what I can recall, it was fine, but because, like I said, I'm familiar with the area, but I recall, it needed definitely some update.
Yeah, we did. We put a new roof on it. We put
How
a new
ago?
Heat and air in it when we
How
moved
long
in
ago?
In 2013.
Okay.
In 2016, I put a new pump in the well.
So wait, new roof out. New roof in 2013, you said?
Uh-huh. The metal roof on this house. In 2013, I had a new heat and air put in 2013. We redone the kitchen floor, got about half a floor in there, and a new heat pump in there. We're tanking. The cabinets on the bottom because they were shot, and we went to put the floor in there. They fell apart.
Yeah.
They had a leak or something, whoever lived here, and the whole half of the front of the kitchen floor was gone. It was nothing but beams. So we replaced it with plyboard, and then we got some linoleum, and I wanted, and we put a new hot water tank in there, and we put new cabinets in there. My husband and all has cut all the ground down. I mean, you got to see the yard. It's down there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
So, I mean, I think this is, you know, as far as, you know, you selling it up, I mean, no question, you know. Yeah, obviously, you know, I would like to buy it, but you know, I don't think that we're quite on price. But we're not far off. But I wouldn't be able to do it. And you know, I am familiar with you, and I would, you know, I love to work with stuff, but you know, I don't think he's gonna be my number. That would be
online every day, and you got places half the size of mine. They want $150,000, $200,000, and I look inside of them. Damn, they look worse than mine could have thought about looking. Now you tell me how in the world to buy that, and all the work I have to do to it.
Well, look, I'm not.
How
here
about
to see
this? This is a foreclosure. And we worked our butt off on it.
Yeah.
We ain't able no more.
Sure. Yeah. I'm here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just going to be honest with you and tell you the truth. The truth is, I can't pay you for it. I like to work with you because I do buy an as a condition and I can make flexible time for you. But it, you know, I'm not saying my offer would be 30, whatever you said, but it's not 80. Problem, we're in the middle.
Oh, you ain't going to give me like 40 hours.
I'm not saying 40. I'm just saying it would be, you know, between, you know, the 30 and 80. I mean, somewhere in the neighborhood. Now, I don't, look, at the end of the day, I want a business with you who want to work with me. I don't want to try to insult you.
Look, I'm trying to find my $2, okay? Mm-hmm. And plus, I got to pay my closing costs.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to get.
So I take care of closing costs.
Yeah, on your end off of this. But if I don't make enough from this, I can't get that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to get enough out of this to get that.
Right. And where's this place located?
Patrick County.
Patrick County.
It's on the other side. Mm-hmm. It's up above Barrystown. Three bedroom trailer, old trailer.
Let's see. We could possibly sum it almost $60,000. What is it? If you're an artist on canvas and you had a paintbrush, you know, picture for me of, you know, what does it look like to perfectly get this done?
Excuse me?
Meaning, you know, say that we could come to terms on, you know, let's just say around $60,000, okay? What is your perfect picture of moving forward with the house that you have now? I mean, what's your timeline looking like?
Well, right now, what my timeline is looking at, it's like I told the other little turkey that I need to see if someone, an offer that someone's making me, an offer, you know, I'm looking for, you know, an offer on this place. To see if I'm going to have enough to try to get the other place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to get a hold of a realtor, and me and my husband would go look at it and talk to him. And we decide we would like to get it and work it out with the realtor. Then call y'all back and tell them it's a go and then go ahead and sell the place. But I'm going to be looking at another 30 days so I can move out for everything to go through in Virginia. Well,
yes,
it would be in my name. You know how that works in Virginia.
So here's what I'll tell you. And, you know, I'm not sure who you talked to earlier. You know, it sounds like he was just trying to give you the runaround.
All right.
I know the area. I like the area. What I'm willing to do is I'm not in the business of making offers. I'm in the business of buying houses. You know, I buy about 20 to 30 houses a month. Okay.
Gotcha.
And, you know, if you would take 60, I'll buy it at 60. Okay. And what we can do is, hear me out for a second.
Fine.
I send you paperwork. It's one page saying that we'll buy it at $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to back out based upon your moving circumstances. So, at the end of the day, I'm not going to make anyone do business with me. I'm not going to make them do anything that they don't want to do. If they don't want to do business with me, no problem. I got no problem doing business with them because I technically I have enough lunch money for pretty much the rest of my life. And I'm fortunate and it worked pretty hard to it. So all those 60
worked
is more
all
than
my
all
life too, sweetheart. And
yeah,
all it done was put me in the shape I'm in now.
Right. Well,
that's what
I'm willing to do it.
Do to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to do it. But if I'm going to be flexible with you, then I would ask you for you to be flexible with me.
As in,
if you want to do this and you're serious about it, because this is more than I want to pay. I'm being honest. It is more than I want to pay. If you want to do it, then we can do it. And, I'll have it in there so that way it protects you. So that way you feel some easement on your side of things. Closing shall take place after seller is able to obtain new property. That way you and I were in agreement, but at the same time we're not doing anything until you can, until you move or till you close. That way you're not getting kicked out. That way you're not being rushed out.
Because if we get kicked out, we got nowhere to go.
Exactly. And what I'm even willing to do is I'm willing to do a rent back for you, too, if you need it. Do you know what that is? So let's just say, are you going to need the money before you end up buying the house anyway?
I don't want the money until I know exactly that I am buying it. And once it goes on and they tell me how much I need and have a cashier check wrote up for them and hand it to them. See, my biggest kick is I'm going to have to come up with the closing cost. And I'm not even sure what the closing cost is in the state of Virginia right now. It's been a while. I haven't bought a house in, let's see, about 14 years now. When I bought this one.
So, what we would do is we would make sure that you're, secure, and that way you can't, that way you're secured, you get to stay at your property. We don't want to, like I said before, we don't need to buy, we don't need to buy this house. I don't need it. But, I think I'm trying to justify the price, which I have. And I know you want what you want for it. So, if you have things covered on this side, the way I do business is, I told you I don't make offers of buy houses. If you're serious about it, then, I'd say we go forward with it and we'll close on your accord, meaning,
I'm just glad you understand my situation and that you do know the neighborhood. You know where I'm talking about. You probably even know the neighbors.
Yeah. I don't know the neighbors, but I know the neighborhood.
You know Todd Reed?
No, I don't know him personally.
He's the one that runs the little store up here, Reed's Grocery. His mama used to run it. She passed away.
So what if I say this? If we were to close, what do you think you need? 90 days?
It just depends on what they say. Like I said, I want... Can you... I want to call them and make it a appointment and go talk to them first.
Okay.
And make sure it's good. And right now, from what I've seen, no one else is off the back.
Right.
It seems like every time I find something I might like and it might work out for me, money-wise, somebody snatches it up. And there's another one I'd love to have, but I can't come up with money for that for nothing. There's no way. That's a $105,000 house in Woodbine, and I'd love to have it.
Yeah,
it's an older place. It's more like reminds me of my granny's house. My granny's been gone for a long time.
Right. Well, how about this? I can put it in the paperwork that we will not be doing anything
moving forward unless you find a place to live, and that way that will give you, you know, the stability you need in order to be able to feel fulfilled. I mean, you know, here's the thing is, I'll be honest with you, you know, Tammy, it's just not the best use of my time to continuously, you know, have multiple conversations about buying the property. I know I want to buy it. I'm not looking to close on it unless you can find your other, you know, your other property and get situated.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you being honest with me. And it means a lot because it seems like everybody else I talk to, I feel like I'm getting scammed or jacked around. Now that I've been scammed twice over my bank account, somebody, I got gas one day and they got my bank card number. And by the time the weekend was out, I had over $1,000 overdraft fees in Georgia.
Wow.
And I never even left Martinsville and Spencer. As far as we went in Martinsville, went to Walmart and Food Lion and got groceries.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
It took me 2 weeks to straighten that out. That's not the first time it's happened, so it's just a mess. That's why I'm kind of very leery about who I talk to and what I'm dealing with. Can you understand that situation?
Oh, yeah, I understand. So what is your husband, you know, your name's only on the house, obviously. So do you need, I mean,
I'm going to talk to him about it. Okay. Me and him have talked about it one time. He done told me he said that worries him. He ain't got nothing. I can't help him very much. That's why I told him, I said, that's what we got kids for.
Right. Yeah.
I said, they can bring me boxes. I can pack them.
Yeah.
And kids can help do the rest.
Yeah. So.
But I don't call tomorrow on a realtor and see if we can get an appointment and see the trailer.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as this goes, you know, what I would like to do is just to be honest with you, so that way I don't waste your time and you don't waste mine. I put this in writing that we're going to buy your house subject to you finding a new place.
Okay, that's fine.
And I mean, you know, if this is, you know, if you're serious about it, you know.
I'm very serious about it, trust me.
Okay, so would you have any objections on moving forward, you know, just getting something in writing today?
Well, my phone don't pick up that hot, but we can try it.
All right. Well, hang on. I'm just going to say this. Seller may, this is how you know you can just feel comfortable. Seller may cancel this agreement anytime for any reason. Does that make you feel comfortable?
It means I can just get rid of it anytime I feel like it.
If you decide you don't want to work with me anymore for whatever reason, you don't have to, you know, I'm not sticking you into something.
Okay. Works for me.
I don't, you know, I want to do business with people that want to do business with me, and it's no value to me if we're going to be doing something that's not in your benefit as well.
Exactly.
All right, so give me a second here. Okay. And then, What's a good email for you?
TammyTabor8@gmail.com.
I'm just going to spell that. So TammyTabor8@gmail.com.
Yeah, all small letters.
Okay. Let's see what we got. Go ahead and check your email.
Check my email?
Yes, ma'am. Or it should be from Forrest.
Ma'am, yeah. Email. Okay. Just hi there, my sister. Just forward me the information and submit it to us to submit it on our site. Yes, I would love to talk to you about my house. Call me. This right one?
Nope. So just quick refresh. Do you know how to refresh?
Okay. Let's see. I'm working on it. I don't know much about phones. I hate phones. Oh, crap. All right, let's see. Are you Forrest McGee?
Yep.
All right.
So click that.
I got you. All right, let's see. Sign an invitation, Forrest McGee. Inviting you to participate in a signing party and authentic email documentation. All right, start signing. All right. I click acknowledge, consumer. I agree.
And at the bottom, you can see your name as well.
I agree. Sales, not sold ass. Lord Lalo Bay writing. Right. Okay. Let me sign in everything.
Yeah, I clicked your name.
There you go.
Bottom.
Please complete signing to sign up the document. Stop my hand going to stay with you. Okay, I'm going to be done.
And yep, just click finish start. Yeah, okay, we got it here. Yep. All right. So we're not going to do anything yet. I'm just going to wait until I have you call me. You got my number. I'm going to text you now. I'm going to give you a personal number. That way you can always get a hold of me.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be fine.
So my name is Zach, but my partner, his name is Forrest. I do all the buying for him, the property.
Okay.
So just let me know if you got that text message.
Yeah. Zach Witherspoon. Witherspoon.
Yep.
Well, I'm Tammy. My husband's Frankie.
All right.
And I'm going to get it off here, and I'm going to call the realtor about the trailer and see if there's any way I can see it tomorrow.
Well, just know that we want to buy it, but we are going to be as patient as you need us to be. So if it takes a year, we will wait a year. If it takes...
Okay, because it happens, and they agree, and you agree, then all of a sudden they tell me I got to have my hip done. Yeah. May have to wait a little bit. Just depends on what happens.
What happens
first.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to be here. We're not going anywhere, you know. Can you remind me, that property's on, how many acres again?
Huh?
How many acres? Is it about one
two and a half acres of land.
Is it two and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
It's on private road. You come up the main road, come to the end, come up the gravel road.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very private.
All right. So, anything I should know about it? I mean, is it, you know, y'all have obviously done some work to it.
Mm-hmm. You got very snobby neighbors, so I wish them the best.
All right.
I'm telling you. I've been here all these years, and they act like they get their nose there. I've talked to maybe one, two at the most.
Could you do me a favor? And just send me some pictures, if you don't mind, of the place.
I did the best I can. Now I get my daughter to do it.
Okay.
She's better at it, man.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she's supposed to be up here this week anyway. Take me to Martinsville. Go take care of some bills.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope I have been enjoyable to speak with as you have been.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And I look forward to working together.
Me too. And I will let you know something as soon as I do.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.